This afternoon in Adelaide, we're looking forward to the first of the Ashes games between Australia and England. Three T20s to kick it off, a test match, 3 1-days as well, and it's going to be great to see Megan Shute back in the colours for Australia. She joins us on the line. Megan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Great to have you with us. We're very excited about your involvement in this series and the series full stop, let alone your involvement. But what's it like to be back after what you've been through from a life perspective in the last couple of months, being back in the colours?
It's refreshing. It had been so long since I'd properly caught up with my Aussie girls. I think it had been April last year, so it felt like a lifetime with a lot of life stuff in between. So really nice to just get back out there, but, you know, with some strange protocols in place and not being able to hug them and whatnot, that was also very strange. But it's just nice to be putting on Aussie kit again, to be honest.
I'm sure there's been plenty of hugs, though, for little Riley in the last little while, that you've been able to make up for not hugging your teammates. At Riley's copped a few of them.
Yeah, absolutely. That girl is spoiled with love, that's for sure. She doesn't always deserve it, I'll be honest. She's a hug baby, she's absolutely beautiful and it does not lack love, that's for sure.
Oh, fantastic. So, is it nice to be out of the house and have a different focus?
Yeah, it's so different. I knew it was going to be different coming into it, but, obviously a life-changing experience and having a child now, I guess, puts life in a different perspective. And for me, it actually has made me less nervous. I back my skill set enough now that I realise that it is just a game of cricket. So, for me, you know, tables have turned a little bit, but for the positive, I reckon.
Yeah, perspective's a wonderful thing. No doubt parenthood can do that to you. But you are a magnificent cricketer, and your skill set, as you say, is some of the best on the planet. Did you realise how much you missed not playing?
Oh, absolutely. Watching the Indian series was really hard. I'd never really watched us on TV before, and I hated it. something I'd rather not do again. If I can, if I'm picked for every series, I'll be happy with that for the rest of my life. So, watching cricket, not that much fun, it turns out.
Now, what we love about this series is it's played over three different formats to win the Ashes. Have you got a favourite format?
Probably the ODIs. I love our format system. Being able to play all three different formats just makes it so competitive, and obviously trying to put your best team on the parks three different times. So for us, it's quite a condensed series. It's normally a little longer with longer time in between to adapt between the formats, but this just puts added pressure on it. And, the team that adapts the quickest is going to be the one that wins. So I love the way we play the game. I think I would love to see the men's go in a similar direction one day, maybe for different kind of points. But yeah, it's such a challenge to change between the formats, and that's something we really enjoy.
Yeah, and it means that the winner is the one that's got the best overall skill set, which I think it's a great setup. So you say that the 50 over is your favourite. What suits your game the best? Is it the 50 over, or do you think you're better as a test bowler or a T20 bowler? What do you think?
Definitely not better as a test bowler. That tests my patience, that's for sure. probably still the ODIs. I think you get a bit of all formats in ODI cricket. You've got a little bit of test at the start. It's a little bit harder than usual with the, a white rock and two out. And then you've got the T20 component towards the back end. So I think you kind of get all the formats possible in an ODI game of cricket. So you kind of get every little bit of it. And I really enjoy that because I love bowling at every stage of the game. Opening is just as much fun as bowling at the death. So, I would say that ODI is my preferred format. As for what my figures are, I don't actually know. Probably T20, but it goes one way or the other in T20 cricket. I can have a great game or an absolute shocker.
Yeah, so let's focus on that the game today. It's 7:10 Adelaide. Check your local guides at the Adelaide Oval, Australia v England. The team today, Megan, who's going to be in it? Because we read all through the last couple of days that no longer is Elise Perrier a laydown for a spot in the T20 team, just with the way the policy has been evolved from a selection perspective and her challenges, I suppose, from a continuity perspective with her training and preparation. She's not going to be there. Beth Mooney broke her jaw the other day. Bloody Maddie Mott's throwing rocks at people. What's the lineup going to look like?
That's a very good question. I often say the cliche line of I'd hate to be a selector, but I really would hate to be a selector right now. So I think we had a really good challenging day the other day against the Aussie girls. We've got incredible depth, and that's what's kind of scary, is anyone that slots in will just fit into that team willy-nilly. So I don't know. Look, for me, whenever I pick my team, I always pick one more bowler than I should, so probably not the best person to ask for that. But, not being able to have Beth is unfortunate. That was a crazy incident. I was actually batting next to her at the time and heard the impact. So that was pretty horrendous. And to turn around and see a bit of blood was pretty confronting. So unfortunate for her. But luckily we have somehow a whole team of left-handers to replace that opening slot. So it'll be interesting to see if we replace with another left-hander or if we bring in just another power hitter. I'm unsure how they're going to go. I think it'll be a bit situational on what the wicket they prepare at Adelaide Oval is.
Do you like the philosophically the policy of picking specialist players in their specific roles, particularly in T20 cricket, that it's a different format and you've got to have specialists?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. We are blessed with a lot of all-rounders, but at the same time, I think they all have their specific skill set in a way. So a lot of batting and bowling all-rounders, and we're just lucky that we have plans A, B, C, D really kind of covered each game. So I think that that's the beauty of cricket. You've got to adapt, and you know every game is different, whether it's a different pitch, a different ground, a different ball, a different opponent. Everything is all about being able to adapt, and I think that's what we do brilliantly as a team.
You talk about the depth, and one of the interesting conversations that have happened in the build-up to the Ashes is around Elise Perry. Now, usually when it's about Elise Perry, it's just about how dominant she is, and she's the best female athlete in the world, pretty much, let alone as a cricketer. But now it's about whether she's got a spot in the team. And I kind of feel, I think she should be in the team, but I kind of feel it's a very healthy discussion to be having because it's proving the strength of women's cricket, that it's not just about Elise or Meg or Alyssa. There's actually a number of players now that can win games of cricket for Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you nailed it there. Like, I think for us to be even having this conversation shows the growth of the game. But for me, like, Elise is a true professional. She's someone who has adapted her game to T20. And yes, admittingly, she is suited to the longer format. But at the same time, you can't go past her T20 stats in Big Bash over the years. She's been incredibly dominant. So for those that doubt her, I think they're wrong. She's someone that fights her way into any team, and I'm sure she's going to get for this.
And from a bowling point of view, it's something we talk about on this program a lot about ball speeds, and you're someone that you actually bend the ball around corners as opposed to swing the ball. But some of these younger girls that are coming through that are bowling a lot quicker than we've arguably ever seen before, how exciting is that for you as a bowler to see that sort of development in the game?
Oh, I absolutely love it. They are so far beyond what I was at their age, and that's what's incredible. And I guess it credits our state system and the resources we put into that now and the quality of the Big Bash, because these kids that come up, like, not only are they young, talented, fast bowlers, but they're just good kids too. They have a good head on their shoulders, and it's like they're not even nervous when they come into Aussie colours. They're just ready to go, which shows that they're just so prepped and completely aware of what they need to do. So I think that's more so the amazing part, because I was so far out of my depth for years and years in the Australian colours. So you see them coming in and not only bowling heat but being good people, that's what you can dream of, really.
Well, heat's nice, but a bit of tweak's not too bad either. Lana King's in the squad. How's she building up?
Yeah, she's great. She's a hell of a character. I mean, to be fair, most leg spinners are a different kind of character than anyone is their own kettle of fish. But she's great, yeah. She's someone, I mean, I've met her a bunch of times before in my life and played a bit of cricket around her, and it's just nice to have her about. She's one of those people that's just happy all the time and brings a lot of energy to the group. So it'll be interesting to see if she gets a cap in this T20 series.
That's a good assessment from an Australian perspective. But what are you expecting from England? What are they going to serve up?
Yeah, I actually think the fact that the men got walloped is really going to motivate them to play even better. So that's probably going to backfire on us a little bit. But they're a good skill set. They've played a lot of good cricket over the last couple of years since we last had an Ashes against them. And when we last played them in an Ashes, they had a different coach and played some different kind of cricket. So, yeah, completely different side. Even their England second side is looking pretty strong as well. They've had a really good domestic competition in their country. So we're expecting a really good brand of cricket, and I'm sure they're going to come hard, and especially on some venues that are quite high scoring, I think it'll be a great competition.
Does Riley get to come and hang out and watch?
Yeah, Riley's going to come to the games on the weekend. So super excited about that. The one tonight is an eye game, so that's probably not a good idea for the wishing hour. But for the weekend games, yeah, I can't wait to have her out, and I'm sure we're going to have some little, you know, earmuffs for her because I think it'll be a little bit loud. Yeah,
don't mess with that sleeping routine. That's a disaster. Any parent will tell you that much, as you well know by now. Can't wait to see you back out there, Megan. Great to chat to you. Three T20s coming up tonight, Saturday and Sunday, and then the test and the one day. The Ashes campaign is going to be awesome. We can't wait to see it, and go get them. Good luck.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Take care.